If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God made your body to heal itself. So then it's apparent that if the body of Christ is a mirror of the body that you have, then that means that we ought to be able to heal ourselves. And that's what the Bible means when it says, if your brother offends you, go to them and heal it yourself. And listen, take down if you have to. Just because you're right doesn't mean you have to be right all the time. Why? Because you're looking to facilitate healing. You're not gifted so you can get cards printed. You're gifted to help me. Sister Lambert and I were talking the other day, and I said, we were watching something on TV, and the guy had the Andalusian flu. And I said, you know, I haven't had the flu in years. And she reminded me, we had our goddaughter over our house for New Year's Eve week, and I was sick, and I preached the New Year's Eve service. I preached an hour and a half with a fever of 104, and I preached anyway. That was the last time I had the flu, when we were over in the old chapel back, I don't even know how long ago it was, and we laughed about it now because we were both sick, and we had our goddaughter, and our daughter was with us. And we went to the movie to take them to see some kiddie movie. And both of us were in there asleep. We were out because of the flu. And I said to her, do you know that the flu can literally weaken your entire body? That virus. You know, you can have a pain in your arm, but you can ignore it because the rest of you is still functional. But when you have the flu, it knocks out everything. Well, don't you know the devil is trying to give the body of Christ the flu? To incapacitate all of us. Usually it's the flu of self-righteousness. It's the flu of depression. It's the flu of discouragement. If he can get one of you discouraged, he can have that spread throughout the rest of the body. Well, see, Pastor Martin didn't call me and ask me to do worship. And then you just go to everybody else. Yeah, well, he got his picks. And now the whole body is weak. That's why God has put some of you in the body as white blood cells. To fight off infection. You know how you know the white blood cell Christians? They're the ones who never listen to gossip. They always have something positive to say, and they're always uplifting when they respond to criticism. You know, Pastor Martin didn't ask me to do worship. Well, maybe when it's your turn, the Lord will open that door. Those white blood cells always lift the body, and they rush to the scene of the infection to try to burn it away. That's what God does when he gives you the gift of encouragement. Do you know that's not a ministerial gift? It's a body gift. Look, Paul says there's some gifts that are not pretty, right? He says they're not comely. Okay, let's look at the body. Your intestines are not comely. They're ugly. They look like chitlins. Each one of these ceiling tile are 2 feet wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? That's 16 feet. 2 times 8 is 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 16 feet of large intestines coiled in your body. If you take it out and uncoil it, it'll go from there to down here. And it's ugly. It's not comely. It's not beautiful. But try to live without it. You have 32 feet of small intestines. That's double that size, curled up in you. And here's what God does. Every now and then, he has them move around while they process all that bad food you ate. And it growls, right? And you think you're hungry. You hear that, and you say, ooh, must be hungry. No, it's not. It's because there's food in there. If you don't get bowel sounds, you're in trouble. Because if they lock up and don't move and scar tissue has gotten around them, you're going to die. So every time from now on, after today, when you hear that, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm healthy. Now watch. It's ugly, right? It's nasty looking, right? Okay, but if it don't do its job, you're in trouble. Because when you get impacted, you're set for all kinds of misery. What is Paul saying? Every gift doesn't have to be up here at the altar. Here's a gift. Welcome to Bethel. God bless you. It's good to have you join us today. You say, oh, well, that's just a greeter. Really? The person that they just greeted had a horrible weekend. They had two major issues in their family that have just devastated them. They walked into church with their entire being down in the ground, and your kind words just lifted them, and you don't even know that you've done it. You're not down front yelling at people for 40 minutes, but just greeting them at the door. Your smiling face can make, and if you don't think I'm telling the truth, you go to the movies. Right? You pay $12, $16, unless you got an AARP card, you can get it for $9. That's what I heard. My sister told me, because she got two AARP cards. But understand, you walk into the theater, right, and you just paid your $9, and the person there taking your ticket can say, oh, welcome to the Regal. It's good to have you. Your theater is number 12. It's right over there. You say, thank you. Right? If they say that to you in that fashion, you'll go over and pay $172 for popcorn and won't even think about it. But if you meet the person there, give me the ticket. Just give me the ticket. What movie are you going to see? All right, it's over that side over there, somewhere down in there. Just the next. You've been, what in the world is wrong with them? No, I don't want nothing to eat. I ain't hungry. What? They just snatched your whole appetite. You're going to sit through the movie mad. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It happened. I was going to Epcot, the happiest place on earth, right? And now they search everybody's bags because people actually bring bags into Epcot. So they searching people's bags. And I was walking with Sister Lambert, and they stopped and they searched through her little bag. And as I was walking through, I saw this guy come up to me out the corner of my eye. Well, you know I'm in threat assessments all the time. So when he did it, I turned, and I instinctively was going to lay hands on him because I was going to pray for him, right? Because I was really feeling God. And he walks up to me and he said, hey, yo, man, I got something for you. And when he said that, you know, that just, yeah, you got something for me? Well, little, I got something for you, right? I was able to get this through the security line. And so I turned around, and here it was, the security guard. And he says, we pick you out to go through the metal detector. Oh, okay, no problem. So after I get through, I'm fussing. I'm mad. I said to Sister Lambert, I said, no, I'm writing somebody. He don't come at me like that. I said, I could have hit him. Hey, I got something for you. No, you walk over, you say, excuse me, sir, we're randomly screening people. We'd like to have you come over there. Ruined my whole day at the park. Ruined my whole day. I was fit to be tied, my mother would say. I said, I'm writing them. I'm a stockholder. I'm writing the chairman of the board. I'm calling down there. I'm going to let them know what they did, all because of his attitude. So the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Well, she's the Holy Spirit. So she says, don't let it bother you. Yeah, just be nice. No, they didn't do it to you. I'm a man of God. They don't do that to me. Didn't they see my anointing? I should start wearing my bishop ring. And see, the point I make is people that are gifted to be encouraging should be greeters and ushers. See, we put the wrong people in those positions. I could never be a greeter or an usher because that's not my makeup. I'm task-oriented. All right, come on, let's go. You're tying everybody up. How long they gonna pray? It's full out here and it's hot. Just get the prayer over with. My God. But our greeters are back there. Praise the Lord. They're praying. And people still moving around, and they don't say, if that were me, sit down! So here's what Paul is saying. Find your gift. Get planted in it. And let God use you. Because if you have that outgoing, encouraging gift, then get where it can be used. And some of you sitting in here right now, I can tell by your response to my preaching that you're one of those outgoing, loving people. You should be on the ushers or on the greeters. You really should. I can tell. Then there's some of you that you should just be in the back loading books. Just give me that book. Just. And working by yourself. You ever see somebody work by themselves? Just fuss at themselves. Just give me that one. Nobody's there with you. Well, how does the Holy Spirit know this? Listen carefully. Because it was put in you at conception. Your frustration comes not because you're not being used. It's because you're in the wrong place. Now, next week, we're going to place you. Listen to me. You think that's not significant? Do you know that when you're born, as you grow inside of your mama, your blood cells have tails on them? When those tails swing counterclockwise at a certain point in your development, that motion signals to the insides where your stuff should go. It places your heart. It places everything when they start swirling. There are a few people, about 60,000 people in the world, that particular tail did not swerve. And so their heart, instead of being here, it's over here. And their liver, instead of being here, might be over there, because the body part just goes where it wants because it didn't respond. That tail swinging around the cell didn't turn. It turns counterclockwise, and it creates some sort of, I don't know, signal that tells the heart to go here and everything to be placed. When you are not listening to the man or woman of God, you go wherever you want to go, and then you're out of place. I'm the tail that God wants to use to get you into place if you listen. Most of you, your trouble isn't coming from the devil. It's coming because you're out of place. And that's not a sin. That's why he has me teaching what I'm teaching, so you can get back in place. I am where I'm supposed to be. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do. And that's why I'm fruitful in it. One body, many parts. One body, many parts. One body, many parts.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting Friday night explosion services where you can experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages. Join us Friday, September 16th, as Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon of the Church of Christian Compassion delivers an empowering word from the Lord. Services begin at 7 p.m. at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.